charging down the ice. He's got a stick. He's in. Backhand. Score. A beauty. And Connor McDavid on fire early.
Mike Smith is going to go. Has several ice. Talbot and Smith. Moving on both sides of this battle of Alberta. This is unbelievable.
This 1 year, 1.5 year here. Getting me more confidence. For sure, I'm stronger and faster, and I feel like I'm growing up for person and player a lot. Feels like I'm like ready to get the new step for the NHL.
Now McDavid across the drive, scores 100 points for Leon.
We could learn from what we went through, and everyone's pissed off about it. I think that's the best way to describe it. But there's a taste in everyone's mouth that's very, that no one likes. We need to find a way to not have that taste. And we've had it 4 out of 5 years here. So, you know, we need to be better.
Well, hello, hello. Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. It's been a while. Haven't done one here for a few days. Had some personal stuff to deal with last week towards the end of the week and then the good Friday and all that. So we're back, though, and we'll have a show for you every day this week. During the week, weekends off, of course. Connect with me on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. All right, guys, it is game day.
Game on!
As the Edmonton Oilers get set to take on the Montreal Canadiens in Montreal, the Oilers sit tied for second with the Winnipeg Jets. They have a record of 23-14-1 for 47 points. They won their last game on Friday. Sorry, it was a 3-2 win over the Calgary Flames. The Habs are 69-9, 41 points, fourth in the division, coming off a loss. But they got a lot of games in hand on the Vancouver Canucks, who, oh, what a story that is, and the struggling Calgary Flames. Montreal leads the season series, against Edmonton 3-1. The Habs are outscoring the Oilers 12-5. Of course, last game was last Tuesday, that makeup game where Montreal dominated 18 seconds in and won 4-0. Carey Price with a shutout. How about these head-to-head numbers? Barry and McDavid lead the Oilers with 2 points in 4 games, and Draisaitl and McDavid have only combined for 3 points so far in 4 games. So Montreal doing an excellent job keeping those guys in check. And Gallagher and Deneau lead in the head-to-head points. They each have 4 points in the 4 games. Koskinen 0-3 against the Habs. Mike Smith 1-0 against Montreal. And Carey Price is 2-0. Jake Allen is 1-1. Let's get to some notes for tonight's game. As John Liu from TSN that did send out these lines for the Montreal Canadiens. This is how they'll line up tonight versus the Edmonton Oilers. First line will be Thomas Tatar, Philip Deneau, and Brendan Gallagher. Your second line will be Corey Perry, Nick Suzuki, and Josh Anderson. Your third line will be Jonathan Drouin, Tyler Toffoli, and they'll be centered by Eric Staal. We'll get our first look at him in a Habs uniform. And your fourth line is Paul Byron, Jesperi Kotkaniemi, and Artturi Lehkonen. Defensively, it'll be Joel Edmondson with Shea Weber, Brett Kulak with Jeff Petrie, and Alexander Romanov with Victor Mete. Saul was also on the first unit power play right in front of the net. So we'll see if the big guy makes a good impression on his team tonight. He's always game, and he's on a way better team. So he's for sure happy about that. Carey Price is your confirmed starter on the season. He's 11-6-5, 2.70 goals against average, and a 9.02 save percentage with one shutout. And Dave Tippett did confirm it will be Mike Smith between the pipes. I mean, how can you not? Koskinen's 0-3 against the Habs. Not all on him. I'm not saying that. So, rocks. Don't come at me. I'm just saying that Mike Smith is the right call tonight. He is 13-3-1, 2.39 goals against, and a 9.19 save percentage. 2 shutouts on the season. Those numbers, man, that record, like, if the day he signed last summer or whatever, going into the fall, I did not see this coming. So, good on him. As for the lineup, Dave Tippett also said it would be the same as we saw on Good Friday. So it'll be Nuge with Connor McDavid and Jesse Puljujarvi. Dominic Cahoon, who scored a beauty goal, will be with Leon Draisaitl and Kyler Yamamoto, Josh Archibald with Gaetan Haas and Zach Kassian, and it'll be Shore, Kyra, and Chason on your fourth line. Darnell Nurse with Tyson Berry, Chris Russell with Adam Larson, Caleb Jones will play with Ethan Bear. So those are your lineups for tonight's game as the Edmonton Oilers look to keep padding the points there in the North Division. I don't know if it's safe to say that we know the four teams that will be in the North Division. I think it's getting close to that. Calgary's struggling mightily. I think I saw they're 2-8 in their last 10 after starting really... No, that can't be right. But they started hot under Daryl Sutter, 3-0, but they've completely fallen off as of late, losing now to Edmonton and then Toronto last night. And yeah, well, I had Calgary in the playoffs at the start. I'm a little surprised they've struggled this much. And especially Markstrom, like he has not been very good this season. So we'll see what happens there if they can get on a late run and push Montreal. But as far as Winnipeg, Toronto, and Edmonton, the Calgary's not catching those guys. So it's all in Montreal's hands right now. And with the situation in Vancouver, a very scary one. I mean, I see a lot of people saying, oh, whatever, it's just like the flu, but it's bad. It's conflicting reports as well. I mean, the post media, Ben Kuzma saying the numbers are not as high as being reported and all the players are suffering mild symptoms, while guys like Drager and other obviously credible reporters out there that have their insiders and usually are right on the money with the news saying it's over 20 and a lot of players are really ill. So who knows what the truth is, but nonetheless, it's a scary story. Hopefully the players and their families can all get through this and hockey secondary when something like this happens. So sending all our best wishes and part of the Lockdown Oilers podcast to everybody in Vancouver. They're dealing with this virus and it's the Brazilian variant and all that. So some scary stuff out of Vancouver. And like I said, hopefully they can all get through this and get back to doing what they love. It's because they're going to be off for a while. And Edmonton has two games scheduled against Vancouver next week and they're not playing those. There's no chance. Vancouver is going to be off at least 2 weeks. And at the end of the day, it's a team that probably wasn't going to make the playoffs, but you can't make that assumption and just say, well, you're not playing these games. They might play just the playoff teams for points and all that. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what the NHL does here with the Vancouver Canucks, but not a good story there. All right, guys, it is Edmonton. It is the Montreal Canadiens. Montreal's kind of dominated this series so far. We'll get to Tyson Berry in the second segment, Dave Tippett and the Hernan's Hot Tip and all that fun stuff coming up in the third segment as well. I gave you the line starting goaltenders as the Edmonton Oilers look to keep that small win streak as they won on Friday by a score of 3-2 over the Calgary Flames, which was, I guess I'll recap that quickly. I thought the Oilers were okay in that game. Calgary came out, had two different leads, but a beautiful goal by Cahoon, just outstanding. Nuge on a nice finish on the power play. And then one that Markstrom probably wanted back on the McDavid goal, right off the face of, just squeezes it under him. And yeah, and then Calgary came close. And Mike Smith was strong. The Oilers were able to hold the pressure there in the last minute or so with the goalie pulled. And Edmonton, like I've been saying all season, they are a different team. They're winning games different ways, and that's got to make you pretty happy if you're an Edmonton Oilers fan. They were able to hold on. It wasn't always pretty in that game on Friday, but that's what's important is that they're picking up 2 points, and they're right there with Winnipeg and Toronto. So it should be a fun stretch drive as we're well into April now, and the season will wrap up 10th, 11th of May. Supposedly, but with more postponements coming, it's probably going to extend a little bit further than May 10th and 11th. But the Edmonton Oilers riding high.
Yeah!
And we'll see if they can bring a better effort tonight in Montreal. All right, guys, coming up next, we will get to Tyson Berry as he met with the media earlier today. I'm Hernan Salas, and this is the Locked On Oilers podcast. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and my personal favorite, carrot cake. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high in protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code Locked On, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code Locked On for 20% off at builtbar.com. All right, guys, let's get to some, right before we get to Tyson Berry, we'll get to some news from the day. As I was telling you about the concerning numbers in Vancouver, we'll probably get an update later on today, so we'll keep tabs on that. Rick Bowness, coach of the Stars, left mid-game yesterday due to COVID protocol. Hopefully, you remember at the beginning of the season, they were shut down even before the season started due to many players are dealing with COVID, so hopefully this is nothing too serious, and it's just the coach dealing with it, or maybe it's a false and all that. So we'll wait and see on Rick Bonus. And today, Jaro Halak lands on the COVID protocol list. We'll track this as well as they get set to take on the Flyers. So we don't know if this game is going to go on or not. They're going to have to get the whole team tested and before the game, see what they're going to do here. But yeah, Halak lands on the COVID list today. 7 game in the NHL, Edmonton at Montreal, Boston home to Philadelphia. We'll see if that game is still a goal later on. Ottawa takes on the Winnipeg Jets. St. Louis is home to the Vegas Golden Knights. The Avs are on the road to take on the Minnesota Wild. Calgary looks to get a win as they take on the Toronto Maple Leafs once again. And the Hot Coyotes, how about Jacob Chikrin yesterday picking up the Hattie there in LA to take on the Kings. Not much else to report in terms of the hockey world, as the big story, of course, is the Vancouver Canucks and now Rick Bonus and Jaro Halak also testing positive. So we'll see what those teams, they can play their games this week and all that. But Vancouver is going to be shut down for a while. All right, guys, let's get to Tyson Barrie. Of course, the very impressive defenseman for the Edmonton Oilers. Had a slow start this season, but man, has he ever turned it around. And with Darnell Nurse, that top pairing has really turned into something special for the Edmonton Oilers. But here is number 22 as he met with the media earlier today.
Look, you played a while, obviously, in the league. When you have a game like you had a week ago against Montreal, I mean, is that a – you check that as a one-off, or do you sort of put that in the back of your mind looking for, you know, a better performance? Like, how do you kind of weigh those things where you don't overreact maybe when something like that happens in a 5-1-1 stretch, but you also have to lend a little bit of credence to what happened?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's almost a week ago now, and we've played, we played a good game last game. So, you kind of forget about it, but at the same time, you know, you're watching video and you're picking up on tendencies and things that made them successful against us. So we've certainly, we're disappointed in ourselves in that game, but, you know, since moved on and now all you can do is, kind of pick things out of it that, made them successful and try to stop that and then, learn things that we can do to beat them.
You basically chose the Oilers. You had other options. How do you think it's gone in terms of from a decision-making process and the fit here in Edmonton so far?
It's been good. It's been a lot of fun. This year's been, kind of crazy, but it's been a lot of fun to play hockey. And, I think our team is having success and, personally, a lot of guys are having success too. So I think it's been a good fit and I'm really enjoying the guys and enjoying, what I get to see of the city so far. And obviously the rink's beautiful. So it's been a good fit.
Is every team, you played Montreal and there's been some one-sided games, and yet most of the team games you played against the other teams apart from Ottawa have been closer. Is there some reason that the matchup or what?
I'm not sure. I think it's, that last game was, like we said, kind of a one-off. We got off to, a bad start and just kind of snowballed from there. But yeah, I think this division, we're seeing teams so many times and so often, and you're getting to know teams really well and you're making some adjustments on the fly and sometimes they work and you're able to get, get leads. So I don't know what it is, but I think this division's so tight and, every team is good. So you got to be ready to go every night.
Hi, Tyson. Obviously a very weird stretch of games for you guys where you play a road game in Montreal, fly home for one, and then go back to Montreal for another one. I'm just wondering where the guys are at just mentally and physically in the middle of this stretch.
I think, we're good now. I think that 5 days off was a weird one. You're not doing a whole lot. You're kind of just hanging around the hotel and trying to, keep your legs. But, we played a good one against Calgary and had a day off and we fly out yesterday. So we're kind of getting back into the rhythm here and we've got, a lot of hockey coming up. So I think we've wrapped our head around the changing schedule and we're good to go.
Montreal will have Eric Staal for the first time tonight. You were in the same division as him, I believe, for 3 straight seasons and he had 3 good seasons during that time. So what can you say about the challenge to face Eric Staal?
Yeah, I mean, he's been a tremendous player in this league a long time. He's a big body with, good hands. He works hard and, he can finish around the net. He's a great player. And I think, I don't know him personally, but he sounds like a good leader. So I'm sure it's a good ad for Montreal and, you get to see what he's got tonight, but, there's a lot of good players, in our division. So we're playing against great players every night.
Hey, we're covering everything you need to know about the Oilers, but what about the rest of sports? Now the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need. Every morning in under 20 minutes, follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcast. Host Tyson Berry meeting with the media earlier today. Yeah, I mean, Eric Staal's not going to hurt the Montreal Canadiens. There's still a player there. I know he's older, but just in Buffalo, no one was having a good year. So I wouldn't read too much into his numbers in Buffalo. Just look at some of their elite guys. Their numbers are terrible. But yeah, it's going to be fun to watch him and see what he can do for the Montreal Canadiens here going forward. All right, guys, continue to preview tonight's game. And Wednesday's game is a 3 o'clock start Mountain Time. That's very, very interesting. So a little weird. It's going to be a nice and early game for sure, especially for us on the post-game show. We'll be done nice and early. But yeah, weird time there. And we'll see what the scheduling has in store for the Oilers next week. Because like I said earlier, they were scheduled to play Vancouver twice. And that's not going to happen. So that's next Monday and Wednesday. Maybe they fill in some other games there. Who knows? But we'll wait and see on that. All right, guys, coming up next, we will hear from Dave Tippett. We'll get to Hernan's hot tip predictions. And we'll get to some more stats ahead of the Oilers and Habs game tonight. There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag. And use that promo code Locked On for your 50% welcome bonus. The NHL is well underway, so don't sit on the sidelines anymore and get in on the action. Bet Online, your online sportsbook expert. Well, guys, we'll wrap up this Monday, April 5th podcast here with this segment as it's game day, baby. It feels like it's been a while, and the Oilers are gonna they were supposed to play a ton of hockey, but with the postponement in Montreal and now with the one on Saturday, they've had a few more extra days off, and that's only going to help the Edmonton Oilers. I know. I think Edmonton will be much, much better. Let's get quickly to some stats for both teams. Power play, Edmonton sits second at 26.4%. The Montreal Canadiens are 14th at 21.9%. PK, Edmonton 19th at 78%. Montreal 25th at 76.1%. Faceoffs, Edmonton sits 13th. The Montreal Canadiens are 24th. Goals for per game, Edmonton 5th in the league at 3.29. Montreal is 8th at 3.24. And goals against per game, Edmonton, again, trending in the right direction, 2.87 at 16th. Montreal's 12th at 2.68 as these teams set to do battle. So they've got to start earning some power plays here. They have to work for them and they just don't think everything's going to be automatically called. And another interesting little tidbit here, Hubble. Stalock being activated and all that. So is he going to get in some games here? We will see. Will it be in Ottawa as they play Wednesday and Friday? Maybe. Or is it going to be the Big Finn? So we'll wait and see on that, but definitely exciting times. And as you saw yesterday, I'll just throw this out there. If you missed it during the good old weekend, maybe you turned off the good old Twitter machine as well, as Joachim Nygaard was placed on waivers and Theodore Lennstrom was reassigned to Bakersfield. So we'll see if Mr. Stalock, we get to see him in some game action. All right, guys, let's get to Dave Tippett as the head coach met with the media earlier today. And let's kick it off with the mindset for tonight after their last game versus Montreal.
There's every game you take something out of it, but basically we can go back to the two games that we've played in here. One, we weren't very good at all. And the other one, we were pretty solid. So you take some motivation out of the ones where you didn't play very well. And you take look at some of the things you did very well when you won. So you use a little bit of both, but we really didn't play very well. We were not a lot of juice in our game last time we were in here last week. So it's good to come back and hopefully we'll recognize that we have to be a lot better if we expect to win. And I think our team will be better tonight.
Jason Greger from TSN 1260 asked Dave Tippett, what does Montreal do so well defensively and how do you attack them differently, as the Oilers 7 scored a lot against this team?
Yeah, they're a pretty solid team. They're good balance. You know, they played to get well against us early. They played well against everybody early, and then they kind of had a bit of a downtime, and we weren't very good the other day. So we're looking for a little bit of a rebound game here, but they're a solid, balanced team.
One last one here from the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, as he was asked, the day off they got on Saturday, is that going to benefit his team, and how much juice will his team have tonight?
I think we talked about it at the coaching staff this morning. We had a good, quick practice yesterday morning before we got on the plane, that there seemed to be some good life in this morning after the skate here. There seems to be some good life, so hopefully it benefited us. we'll see. We'll see. I'll tell you about 9:30 tonight.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out. But a day off, and as long as the boys are well rested and feeling good, I'm expecting a much, much better effort. That was Dave Tippett from earlier today. Hey, make sure to get the upper hand in your fantasy league with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. Fantasy hockey expert Scott Cullen gives you tips, insights, and analysis for season-long Dynasty and DFS leagues, breaking down all the stats and information to keep you ahead of the competition. Subscribe to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast wherever you get your podcasts. All right, guys, it's now time for Hernan's Hot Tip. I'm going to say the big duo needs to get going here. They've torched every other team in the North Division. They've had a lot of success, but against the Montreal Canadiens in four games, they've combined for 3 points. They're not playing together. They're on their separate lines, but I expect this duo to produce more tonight. If they get some power plays, you know they're going to be looking to score some goals on the man advantage. So for me, it's easy. These two guys need to get going against this team. Sometimes you have to give credit to the other team. Sure, they've done a good job shutting down the big duo, but Leon and McDavid have to start producing against this team. My prediction, Montreal is coming off a disappointing loss as they were doubled up 6-3 on Saturday to the Ottawa Senators. I think they've had the Oilers number. Carey Price has been really good against Edmonton this year. They get a nice addition in Eric Staal. So I'm taking Montreal on this one. I do think it's going to be a 4-2 win for the Montreal Canadiens. I just think after that loss, they're going to want to bounce back. Carey Price has been outstanding, especially he's been really good against the Oilers. And like I said, they get a little spark there with Eric Staal making his debut for the Habs tonight. So yeah, you're not going to like it, but that's what I'm going with. And how about my prediction for a player to get on the scoreboard? I think Jujhar Khaira gets off the schneid today and he scores a goal. He's been okay. He's tailed off a bit here since that fight and where he got KO'd, but he is getting better. He's a big part of the penalty kill. And I think the big guy here gets on the board for the Edmonton Oilers. Let me know on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers your prediction for the game tonight. And who do you think scores? And don't pick Connor or Leon, because that's just unfair, because those guys can score at any given time. Well, against Montreal might be a little bit tougher, so maybe I'll let that one slide and you can pick Leon or Mr. Connor McDavid. Lots going on around the NHL with COVID. Bonus pulled yesterday's game midway through. Halak added to the list today. Will they play their game tonight, the Boston Bruins? And the Vancouver situation is something we'll keep tracking as we move forward through the week, as it's very scary at times there for that Vancouver Canucks team. Wishing them all the best in their recovery. And it's game time, baby. The Edmonton Oilers, 5 o'clock puck drop as they take on the Montreal Canadiens. Mike Smith versus Carey Price, the debut of Eric Staal, and the Edmonton Oilers forward lines and defensive unit will all be the same from their Good Friday win over the Calgary Flames. And in another big game, it's the Flames and Leafs tonight as well. So that's keep tracking that as the Flames continue their struggle. All right, guys, thanks once again for tuning into the Locked On Oilers podcast. It's a bit of a fast one today, just teeing up the game, giving you some stats and lines and hearing from some of the Oilers players and coaches. Remember, hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite app for all the latest episodes. For the Locked On Oilers podcast and my producer Juanito, I am Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. Go Oilers, go. It's game day. We'll chat tomorrow.